for about 30 years now. He's been great friends with me and Bernard. Here he is, New York City hero cop, for his regular Tuesday spot, our friend Bo Deedle. Bo, good Tuesday morning, buddy. How are you?
Big Bo!
Well, it's not that good of a Tuesday morning.
Uh-oh.
I really am angry. I'm walking around with an anger. A guy banged my window on a bicycle yesterday.
Oh.
I was in traffic, and he banged my window.
Oh.
And I'll be very honest with you. It's hard, hard holding back my anger.
Not to shoot him.
Someone's going to get the raft of the Bo Deedle rafter.
Oh, boy.
And look what we got to put up with today. These freaking, they call themselves diplomats. These garbage cans, these slobs from all over the world. They take over our city. Get out of here. All the traffic screwed up. They think that they are better than anyone. They walk around with all security like they're highfalutin. All these are a bunch of slobs. Get out of my city. What we should do is move the UN to friggin' Arizona in the desert. Get them out of here. They're royalty.
Yeah.
All they're doing is running around, going to the best restaurants. They have side order hookers being brought in. These are garbage cans. They should get out.
America-hating perverts.
There's something more important going on today, and you haven't heard about it. At 2 o'clock today at our great church, St. Patrick's Cathedral, we're having a mass to honor the Marines and the two military officers.
Really?
Killed in Afghanistan at 2 o'clock. But you haven't heard about it. I don't think Joe Biden's going, that scumbag. I don't think he's going. I don't think all these politicians are going. We're having a mass for those 13 heroes that died in Afghanistan at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I didn't hear too many of these scumbag politicians coming. I'll be there. And I tell you what, in one of these instances, you know, if it was George Floyd, they all ran to the funeral. They make statues. What are these 13 heroes? They're forgotten already. Who were those 13 people that were blown up? Nobody cares about them. I care about them. And you know what? It's a damn shame. Where is this governor? Where's this mayor? Where's all these phony politicians to honor these heroes that gave their lives, and they have families with children, and they're not going to have fathers and mothers, but yet you got a scumbag like George Floyd, a criminal, $40 million he got to it, and they honor this guy. Why aren't we honoring these soldiers? They're all forgotten already.
Yep.
It's so horrible.
Go on,
and
listen.
I'm really, really angry.
That's a great job. I mean, I actually go to St. Patrick's Cathedral more than any other Jew in the city. I'm there almost every other Friday. Ed Randall speaks on Fridays. I did not know about this today, so that's a great job out of you, Bo Deedle. But we got to ask you about the case that is the most talked about case in the country right now, and that is Gabby Petito. Now, later on this morning, they're set to do an autopsy on her. You're going to find out she wasn't eaten by a bear or a coyote, that she was probably strangled or something. This guy must have killed her, Brian Laundrie. They still can't find this guy. What are your opinions on this Petito case?
Well, you know, you don't have to be a first-grade detective. Yeah, you have all the armchair detectives sitting back and all that. The reality is, you know, when there's so overwhelming evidence with the motive that's there, they're together, they call it motive, means an opportunity, and this little boyfriend of ours had all the above. And in reality, the most important thing was to find that body, because there will be forensic evidence on her, hopefully, and we'll know exactly what happened. I wouldn't be surprised if this boyfriend doesn't kill himself. You know, this is like a natural progression when someone does something horrific. Then all of a sudden they start to feel sorry for themselves, and they realize there's only one way out. And if he ends up blowing his brains out, I wouldn't be surprised. And that's the way I feel about it.
You know, not for nothing, Bo, but similar to George Floyd. I mean, Gabby Petito getting a lot more attention than the 13 dead Marines and the retribution that we supposedly exacted for their deaths, which was killing 7 kids and an aid worker who was allied with us and 2 other guys. I mean, she's getting a lot more attention, and it feels a little bit like Operation Change the Topic to me. I don't know about you.
Wow. And you're hitting the nail on the head. You know what, Bernie? when we're talking about them hitting that car with the six kids, innocent six kids, these are these moron generals that are running this country with the intelligence that they got, and they had to do something real quick to show, oh, we're tough guys. Yeah, they blew up the wrong friggin' car with kids going to school or wherever the hell they were going, and they killed those four people. But nothing is said about that. It's all swept in the rug, under the rug. Now you're going to get this moron president in front of the other morons in the United Nations talk about crap, and this is what's going on. It's very hurtful. You know, we have this thing called the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. The late Jim Kallstrom was one of our founders there, and we give scholarships to Marines and law enforcement families when they're killed in the line of duty. It's a great group. There's so many groups out there. Steve Cohen from the Mets is a major guy there. You know, it just kills me how fast, Bernie and Sid, we forgot about these 13 heroes, but their kids are never going to forget it. They're not going to have...
No, go ahead, Bo.
They're not going to have Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Bo, Bo, are you okay, man? It sounds like you're fading. Are you getting emotional?
You got all choked up.
Hey,
well,
Bo.
I just had privy to have a new grandson.
Yes, oh, Mazel Tov.
Yeah, we got Margot's son had a grandson, and I'm very proud about that.
Oh, congratulations!
But you know, you think about what kind of world these kids are coming into, our kids and our grandchildren, with this excellability of these scumbags taking over everything, and what's right is wrong, and the right things are being treated wrongly, and it hurts. Because we're watching it evolve, and it ain't slowing up, and it ain't stopping. I mean, they're talking about this nonsense right now with this $5 trillion of nonsense money. Just keep blowing it in. Who is going to stop this? Is it going to stop? We keep going. It's like a plane going headfirst into the ground. Mm-hmm. No one's stopping.
No.
It
feels that way.
It's very
yeah.
hurtful. It's very hurtful. To realize that these military guys and lady were defending our country over there for our freedom that we share. And now we're having a mess, and you haven't heard anything about it. I'm sure Biden ain't going, that scumbag. He won't be there. Maybe the vice president will be.
Who?
You think the vice president will come?
Maybe General Milley will show up.
You can't even find the vice president. Who the hell knows? Well, she ain't coming. No one knows where she is. Hey, quickly, Bo, about 2 minutes to go. But something completely off topic, not the scumbag president, not the big mess at St. Patrick's Cathedral today, not Gabby Petito. But we started our show this morning. I've been watching this really amazing PBS documentary on Channel 13 about Ali. And I never loved Muhammad Ali. I never revered him. I thought he was a great boxer. I thought he was good looking. He was charismatic. I loved his interviews with Howard Cosell. But I thought for the most part, talking about scumbags, he was a scumbag. Bernie, it turns out, feels the same exact way.
Well, especially the way he treated Joe Frazier.
Right.
Calling
the draft
him a gorilla
dodging.
And all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Awful.
What are your thoughts on Ali? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, I met him. He was one of the greatest and all that stuff. But, you know, he was a scumbag with all his crap, too. You know, he was a very talented man, one of the most talented boxers of all times. And I put it this way. I'm not having any tears when he took the pipe and when he died. And I'm going to tell you something. I will cry today over those 13 heroes, not for this other scumbag.
Yeah.
Well, Bo Dito, listen, we love you, man. We feel your passion and your emotion.
Wow.
And that's why we love you, because you are a – he is a caring, tough guy. But, you know, he's a velvet hammer is what he is.
Yeah, he's a lot of heart. Toughest guy I know, and that's a lot of heart right there.
He really cares.
No, those are not crocodile tears. That is not made for TV stuff. Bo, that is not rehearsed. That's a guy who, to this day, has the hardest and strongest arms I've ever felt. He can play any tough guy in any movie, which he's done time and time again. And he's done it for real life on the streets. Those were real tears. 2:00, St. Patrick's Cathedral. There'll be a lot of those tears today. For the brave 13 men and women who died in Afghanistan because, basically, of a botched plan by Biden, Milley, and a host of others.
God bless Bo Dietl.